I'm very concerned about the future of Zimbabwe. I have been watching as the government over the past several years has essentially been, you know, opening the doors to exploitation of our natural resources. And we're not seeing a translation of that to the people. We're not seeing any change in terms of the quality of life for the Zimbabwean people. If anything, it's getting worse. So the challenges are many, and we need to put an end to the problems. That's why I'm running for president.
Now, on the campaign trail, how are the Zimbabwe people accepting your message?
It's been very encouraging because wherever I'm going, first of all, a lot of people do not even know that I'm running for president. The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission hasn't even broadly announced that there is a female presidential candidate or that there is an additional presidential candidate since my court, you know, appeal was approved, or, you know, since there was approval for me to be added to the ballot. So it's been really challenging for me because we've got to reach as many citizens in a very short period of time. But when we do get in front of the voters, they are excited. I've had such an amazing response. People have been waiting and yearning for something different, something that truly can bring change to Zimbabwe. Because if you look at all of the other political candidates, essentially they've been in the political scene for an extended period of time. These are not new faces. They're not bringing anything different or new to Zimbabwe. Whereas when we come and bring this good news that we have a new political party that has very different ideologies and different, you know, objectives in terms of our manifesto, it's like a breath of fresh air for Zimbabwe. Our biggest challenge is that over the years, people have become more and more desperate. They only see their immediate needs and they're expecting, you know, overnight for you to be able to solve their problems. But as we start to have conversations, people are really embracing us in a big way. We're very optimistic about this election.
As you said, you are the only female candidate, is that right?
That is correct. I'm the only female candidate that made it onto the ballot.
I'm wondering, why did you not join with the other established political parties?
Yeah, so first of all, I did not seek out politics. I didn't pursue this. What I was trying to do was find a solution for the problems we're facing in Zimbabwe. But sitting in a meeting, the very first meeting we had for our political party, the place where we formed UZA, everyone had the same thing to say. These parties are not bringing any solutions to Zimbabwe. They are not honoring their promises. When they go to elections, they say a lot of things, but you don't actually see that materializing. And so everyone sitting around the table was saying, we need something very different, something that will actually deliver solutions for Zimbabwe. And so they elected me president. We wanted a political party that will bring Zimbabwe forward. There was a lot that we did not identify with in the other political parties. And there was really no thought about joining anyone else because what we wanted for Zimbabwe was very different from what they had been able to deliver.
Madam, thank you so much and congratulations again. I wish you all the best on your campaign trip.
I really appreciate it. And I'm glad that we were able to speak. Thank you so much for your time as well.